Chapter 12.
Welcome aboard, Captain Sham said, with a wicked grin that showed his filthy teeth. I'm happy to see you all. I thought you had been killed when the old lady's house fell off the hill, but luckily my associate told me you had stolen a boat and run away. And you, Josephine, I thought you'd done the sensible thing and jumped out the window.
I tried to do the sensible thing, Aunt Josephine said sourly, but these children came and got me.
Captain Sham smiled. He had expertly steered his sailboat so it was alongside the one the Baudelaires had stolen, and Aunt Josephine and the children had stepped over the swarming leeches to come aboard. With a gurgly whoosh, their own sailboat was overwhelmed with water and quickly sank into the depths of the lake. The lachrymose leeches swarmed around the sinking sailboat, gnashing their tiny teeth.
"Aren't you going to say thank you, orphans?"
Captain Sham asked, pointing to the swirling place in the lake where their sailboat had been.
"If it weren't for me, all of you would be divided up into the stomachs of those leeches."
"If it weren't for you," Violet said fiercely, "we wouldn't be in Lake Lachrymose to begin with."
"You can blame that on the old woman," he said, pointing to Aunt Josephine. "Faking your own death was pretty clever, but not clever enough. The Baudelaire fortune, and, unfortunately, the brats who come with it, now belong to me."
"Don't be ridiculous," Klaus said. "We don't belong to you, and we never will. Once we tell Mr. Poe what happened, he will send you to jail."
"Is that so?"
Captain Sham said, turning the sailboat around and sailing toward Damocles' dock. His one visible eye was shining brightly as if he were telling a joke.
"Mr. Poe will send me to jail, eh? Why, Mr. Poe is putting finishing touches on your adoption papers this very moment. In a few hours, you orphans will be Violet, Klaus, and Sonny Sham."
"Nihab!" Sonny shrieked, which meant, "I'm Sonny Baudelaire, and I will always be Sonny Baudelaire unless I decide, for myself, to legally change my name." "When we explain that you forced Aunt Josephine to write that note," Violet said, "Mr. Poe will rip up those adoption papers into 1,000 pieces.
"Mr. Poe won't believe you," Captain Sham said, chuckling. "Why should he believe 3 runaway pipsqueaks who go around stealing boats?"
"Because we're telling the truth," Klaus cried.
"Truth schmuth," Captain Sham said.
"If you don't care about something, one way to demonstrate your feelings is to say the word and then repeat the word with the letters S-C-H-M replacing the real first letters. Somebody who didn't care about dentists, for instance, could say, dentists, schmentists. But only a despicable person like Captain Sham wouldn't care about the truth."
"Truth schmuth," he said again. "I think Mr. Poe is more likely to believe the owner of a respectable sailboat rental place who went out in the middle of a hurricane to rescue 3 ungrateful boat thieves.
"We only stole the boat," Violet said, "to retrieve Aunt Josephine from her hiding place so she could tell everyone about your terrible plan."
"But nobody will believe the old woman either," Captain Sham said impatiently. "Nobody believes a dead woman."
"Are you blind in both eyes?" Klaus asked. "Aunt Josephine isn't dead."